there's lots of care and trouble in this world to swallow down. And old sorrow's pretty lively in her way of getting round. Yet this time it's when I forget some aches and pains and troubles all. It's when I take at evening my little banjo from the wall. About the time that night is falling and my daily work is done, and above the shady hilltop I can see the setting sun, when the quiet restful shadow is beginning just to fall. Then I take my little banjo from its place upon the wall, and my family gathers round me in the fading of the light, as I stretch the strings to triumph if the old is tuned right. And it seems we are so nigh heaven, we can hear the angels sing, as the music from that banjo sets my cabin all a-ring. And then my wife and all the others, male and female, small and big, even up to gray-haired granny, seems just bound to do a jig. Well, I changed my style of music, changed the movement and the time, and my little ringing banjo plays an old heart-feeling hymn. Then my throat gets kind of choking, and a lump begins to rise, like it wanted to catch the water that is flowing to my eyes. And I feel like I could sort of knock the sock clean off of sin, as I hear my poor old granny with her trembling voice shine in. Then we all throw in our voices, but they have to tune out too, just like a big camp meeting choir trying to sing a moan or two. And I'll throat let out the music, beating solemn loud and free, till the rafters of my cabin echo with the melody. Oh, the music of the banjo, quick and deadly, solemn, slow. It am the greatest joy and solace that a weary slave can know. So just let me hear it playing, though its tune be poor and rough. It's a pleasure, and the pleasures of this life am few enough. And the blessed little angels up in heaven, we're told, don't do nothing all their lifetime except and play on harps of gold. But I think heaven would be more home-like if I could hear some music fall from a real old-fashioned banjo like that one on the wall.